Simon Shin Yud Sif Tes. The Mechaber says on the Teva box that has a Dover Heter, and also has the money. So the money are Muksa. So the question is, what is the status of the box? Does the box become a Bus's Dover Aser because it has the money in it? Or is it a Dover Aser, Dover Mutter, a Bus's Dover Aser, Dover Mutter, and therefore it's Mutter? So the Mechaber says, if the money is not Iker, it's not the main thing over here, so then the box is a Bus's Dover Aser, Dover Mutter, and that's Mutter Metaltle based on the rules we previously discussed. That if you come in higher, if you could shake it out, it's better. If you can't shake it out, then you can carry it as is. Simon Shin Yud Aleph discusses halachas of a mace, of a dead body, Chmal Tzlan on Shabbos, other halachas of Tultum and Atzad, carrying something in a Zayitig way, which we'll discuss. Sif Aleph. Let's say you have a mace, a dead body, that's laying there on Shabbos, and obviously it's Muksa, and the fire breaks out, and you're afraid that it could happen, that the dead body get burnt by the fire. So, if someone has a kikar or a tinuk, a loaf of bread, or a child, or Mishnah Berurah says this examples, it could be any Dover Shel Heter. So you should put these things either on the mace himself, or on the bed, the mita, that the mace is on. And then you can metalto the mita with the mace in it through them. Even though usually there's no such heter. If you have a mita with a muksa, you can't just put a Dover Heter there, and then start carrying it for the purpose of the Dover Aser. But over here, by a mace, or more megal, especially that there's a delay over here, there's a fire, people get very flustered, there's a fire, they might end up doing a Dover Aser if we don't give them a way out, but if an Heter. But even without that special, that's the design of the mace, Chazar more Mekel. Now, what if someone doesn't have the Kikar Tinuk, which is unusual, as the Be'er Halacha points out later on in the Sif, it's unusual not to have a Dover Heter that he could use to move the mace with on the Mita. But let's say someone Taka doesn't have, says two Mitas, two beds there, doesn't have to be full-fledged bed. It could be a mattress or a couch, something that you can flip the mace back and forth. So the way you metal to the mace is by flipping him from one bed to the other, and then back to the first one, and back and forth. And this is a form of tiltum and atzad, because the way you're moving the mace is by moving him from one bed to the other, back and forth. Now usually, this form of tiltum and atzad would be usher, because it's tiltum and atzad, it's tzarech darva usher, for the benefit, for the tzarech, for the needs of the darva usher, which is the mace, the dead body. And usually tiltum and atzad, moving something Menatzad through something else is only mutter tzarech dava mutter, not tzarech dava aser. But here we're dealing with the mace, where people get very pull, very flustered by something chas v'shalom happening to their mace that they're responsible for their dead relative's body. And also there's a fire over here, tamar b'dleika, people also get very flustered. Therefore, chazal or mater, this form of tiltum menatzad in this case was no kikar atinuk. Now, let's say someone doesn't have neither kikar atinuk nor does he have another bed to do tiltum menatzad with on the mace. Otlim b'mechaber says in this case we allow tiltum gomer can metal to the mace regularly, in order that he should not get burnt by the lake or by the fire. So the Mechaber, this is all, if it's in one Rishus, it's not Mereshus L'Shus, it's all in one Chatzar. As opposed to if it's Mereshus L'Shus, then it'll be Aser. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, it's mashma from this, that any other Rishus will be Aser. However, many Acharonim, they're maskim, they agree to each other, that even to another Rishus, you could be metalto the mace, ibn ad lake to avoid the fire, if it's a Chatzar they don't have the Ev Chatzars with, or to a Carmelis, as long as not Arayish Sarabim, it seems that Acharonim are willing to be Mater. Whether you should use a kikar or a tinuk when you do that, that's a shah which is discussed in Meshem Sif Beis, which is beyond the scope of today's discussion. The Arachim say even the Mechaber agreed to this. And the Mechaber just means that if it's net Rishus, so then you do it in this way, with preferably kikar or tinuk, and otherwise you do tilt out. It's otherwise tilt out right. As opposed to if it's Mereshus Lashus, like to a Chotar that you don't have Ev Chatzeres with, or to a Kamalus, then it's questionable if you do it with kikar or tinuk, and that's something that we'll discuss in the next Sif, and the Mechaber doesn't want to get involved in that now. It's all the Mechaber means. And Mechaber goes weiter and discusses the mace mutar b'chama, dead body, it's laying out in the sun. It's not good for the eventually can masriach and get around for laying out in the sun. You can betalta on mechama letzel to a shady spot in that rishus through a kikar atinuk. Someone does not have a kikar atinuk. Here the Mechaber is not willing to make to do a tiltum atzad from mita lemita, from bed to bed, back and forth to each other. Here the Mechaber is make on this form of tiltum atzad, tzarech darva asar, and does not allow it. Now, Mr. Berurah says, talking about a mace that's lay asriach, it doesn't get rotten yet. There's a chash that eventually it'll get rotten for sitting out in the sun. That's when the Mechaber is going to be machmer in this case. However, there's a Ramat and Sif Beis, it brings Rishonim, who say otherwise, and when we get the Sif Beis, we'll find out those halachas. Now, the same with the Mechaber is not allowed to tilt on the tzad over here. Mr. Berurah says the same thing, you cannot push the mace in the condo with a stick. That's the same thing. That's tilt on the tzad. That's Arach Dover Aser. However, if you push the Dover Mukta with a stick, and the reason is not because you want to move the Dover Mukta to a different place, but rather because the place of the mace is, it's in your way, and you want to be able to mishtamish in that place, that's called Tiltum Atzad Tzarech Dover Mukta, or to be able to use that Mokum. And that Tiltum Atzad Mukta. Tiltum Atzad Tzarech Dover Mukta doesn't just have to be for Mukta the item, it can be to be able to use the place where the Mukta is. And in such a case, Tiltum Atzad, moving the Mukta through something else, like through a stick, would be allowed.